Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Dealing with troubling in-law relationships can be difficult and important to do well. Today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 7, is called My In-Laws Are In Our Business, sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And like you just heard, today we're talking about difficult in-law relationships. And of course, we all know this is an educational podcast to give you great strategies for achieving your dream of a healthy and happy family. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, Jeremy from Aptos, California writes in, I don't like my in-laws very much, mostly for being in all of our business. I try to practice patience and tolerance, but sometimes it leaks over into my marital relationship, and sometimes I don't support my wife. What are some things I can practice to alleviate some of the stressors of this situation because I feel like the solution lies within me? Thanks for your question, Jeremy. Struggling with in-law relationships is no fun, and yet it's quite common. So let's take a look at your challenge and see if I can shine some light on the subject and give you some direction for addressing things. You say your in-laws are in all of your business. So what does that mean exactly? I'm guessing that your in-laws know too many details about what's going on in your lives. You and your wife, offer advice to you and your wife for things that you want more privacy with. Maybe they make assumptions about how you're going to spend your time and expect you to be available, participate with them without regard that you might have other plans or want to do something different. Maybe they influence your wife more than you're comfortable with. Well, it could be other things, but we get the point. So one way to think about this, Jeremy, is that you want stronger boundaries between your marriage and your in-laws. That's a completely legitimate desire. So picture a horizontal line that represents what we'll call a continuum of personal boundaries. Okay, now imagine that the far left side of the line represents very loose boundaries where people know what's going on with each other and they get very involved. Now picture on the very right side of the line where it represents very rigid boundaries where people know very little about what's going on with each other and have very little involvement. So the left side, the far left, we could call enmeshed, and the far right we could call disengaged. Now towards the middle is where most people are, where boundaries are not loose or rigid, they're firm, so that there's enough closeness to offer caring and support, but firm enough to offer autonomy, individuality, and privacy where people want it. Different cultures, different families, different individuals tend towards their own place on the continuum. It mostly depends on what they're used to. Generally speaking, the middle offers the healthiest place for people. So you and your wife come from families, Jeremy, that are on different places on what we'll call the personal boundaries continuum. And you and your wife have different levels of comfort with your wife's family's place on the continuum. They are too far to the left for you, and we're not talking about politics here. You want firmer, clearer boundaries. So the next question is, how do you address this with your wife? Jeremy, when you say your feelings leak over into your marital relationship, I get the impression that you haven't talked with your wife directly about this. Leaking is not a good way to communicate. How do you address anything with your wife? How do you talk about money or time or activities? You didn't mention that you've got children, but parenting philosophy is important for couples with children to discuss. If couples don't have a way to talk about important issues and boundaries with in-laws is an important issue, then issues will mount up, resentments will build up, and limitations on emotional intimacy will develop, and we don't want that for you. Jeremy, healthy couples have a way to discuss problems, discuss uncomfortable feelings, and discuss challenging issues. because life's going to offer plenty of that stuff up. And if you and your wife have a way to address them, it's all good. That way, when things come up, you'll have the confidence to address it. It won't be terribly upsetting. If not, when issues and feelings come up, they're going to mount up because you're not going to want to deal with them. You're not going to be comfortable dealing with them. And that's going to limit the relationship. So, Jeremy, you say you think the solution lies within you. So here's what you can do. Well, for starters, focus on things you like about your in-laws and give yourself permission to enjoy those things about them. The issue you have with your in-laws is about the lack of boundaries you have with them. That issue belongs to you and your wife. It's important that you as a couple or any couple establish those. So the next thing that belongs to you, Jeremy, is to engage discussion with your wife about the issue of boundaries between you as a couple and her family of origin. This is a topic you need to bring up, and it's going to have to come up more than once. It's going to be an ongoing discussion. So to make progress with the discussion, you need to be able to see the positives in your in-laws and communicate those. You know, they do have positives. So one, they obviously care enough to want to be involved. It's important to keep these things in front of your mind, and that way you're not being against them. You just want a different style of relationship with them. That'll make the discussion with your wife go a lot better. Now remember, you'll have to be able to listen and learn about your wife's feelings. She may have some of the same feelings, but she might not know how to politely set limits with her folks. She might have different feelings and preferences for involvement with her family of origin than you do. It will be important to acknowledge and honor the differences and work to come to a place where you can both live comfortably with whatever it is you decide. Now, that way, as life moves forward, this issue is going to take many forms and you'll have the lines of communication open. So that's the important thing, that you keep the lines of communication open and the information going through them. A couple of last points, Jeremy. When boundaries are set between a couple and one of their families, the lead to do this should be taken by the person whose family it is. So the place you're going to be setting limits is with your wife. She'll have to be the one who does the work with her own family. Also, setting boundaries goes best when they're done in a positive, matter-of-fact yet gracious tone. An example of this, say your mother-in-law calls your wife and says, "You have to come to dinner Saturday night. The Smiths are in from out of town and want to see you." Now you and your wife want to do something else, say dinner and a movie. And your wife's going to simply need to say, "Thanks for the invite, Mom. It would be lovely to see the Smiths, but we have different plans." Then when she says, "Well, what's so important?" Your wife can respond with, "Really, it would be lovely. We just have other plans," and end it there. Now, if they're a bona fide enmeshed family, mother-in-law is going to confront her later, and your wife can say, "Mom, we need to be able to make decisions without feeling that it has to be okay with you. We need to be in charge of our own lives. We love you. We love the invitations. We just can't always make it." So setting boundaries and changing a relationship with families of origin can be difficult and at least a bit uncomfortable. But it's better to have that discomfort because it's critical if you want a healthy, empowered, fulfilling marriage. And Jeremy, I want that for you. Well, thanks, listeners, for tuning in today. And remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.